Both groups hope to get around these complications, but in different ways. The researchers at Berkeley, led by Omar Yaghi, announced their results last year. They propose to replace the zirconium-based metal organic framework with one based on aluminium. Not only is aluminium cheaper than zirconium, it is better at binding to and then releasing water, making the trap's operation smoother. On top of this, Dr. Yaghi has found that by mixing graphite into the powder from which the framework is compounded in order to make it black and therefore heat-absorbing, he can eliminate the need for copper foam. In Connecticut, meanwhile, Stephen Soob and his colleagues, who have just reported their result in Environmental Science and Technology Letters, propose getting rid of both framework and foam and replacing them with bernicite, a type of manganese dioxide. Bernicite is abundant in nature. It is also easy to make artificially. It is therefore cheap. Like metal organic frameworks, bernicite is riddled with tiny holes that allow air to move around inside it to maximize adsorption. And it too is black and therefore heat-absorbing. Both proposals work. Tested in desert-like conditions in a laboratory, and in Dr. Yaghi's case in an actual desert too, they absorb and regurgitate reasonable fractions of their weight of water every day. They are nothing like as productive as desalination plants, and so would have to be built at large scale to generate water in commercially useful quantities. But one thing deserts do have is lots of cheap land. If either or both of these inventions can be manufactured at scale, then the deserts may bloom, if not with plants, at least with water collection farms.